Hello and welcome to Talking Politics. I'm Ryan Famuliner. Coming up later in the show, Campaign Finance Made Easy, in a commentary by regular Talking Politics contributor Terry Smith. But first, there are almost 30 Libertarian candidates running for various offices in Missouri this year, more than in all but four other states in the country. KBIA's Aaron Dismeyer spoke to some Libertarians and the candidates here in Missouri to hear their thoughts on this year's election.
The life in the universe.
Excellent.
Everything.
Good.
Excellent. How's Mitch's campaign coming along?
The Boone County Libertarian Party holds a monthly meeting at Angelo's Pizza and Steakhouse in Columbia. Chairman John Schultz says sometimes they'll discuss current events like the presidential debate or upcoming campaigning opportunities.
We're just trying to get our message out there. You have a choice besides Democrats and Republicans.
Schultz helped organize other local Libertarian parties across the state the past few years to fill in gaps between the bigger cities like Columbia and St. Louis. For a third party to maintain access to the ballot without a candidate petitioning, it has to get at least 2% of the vote statewide. Schultz says Missouri's done that since 1982 and is much better off than most states in that regard.
Saves us money as far as not having to spend those resources in that regard. We can use it more to promote candidates.
I'm a Libertarian. I'm socially liberal, fiscally conservative. Check out where I stand on the issues. If you agree with me, I'd appreciate the vote.
Okay,
thank you.
Great, thank you.
Jonathan Dine stood in the tunnel near Faro Field Saturday, handing out literature to University of Missouri fans before the football game against Alabama. Dine is one of the most well-known Libertarian candidates this election. He's running for Senate against Republican Todd Akin and Democrat Claire McCaskill.
Now more than ever, a lot of individuals are kind of just upset with both the parties in particular. The constant fighting, the us versus them mentality, really puts off a lot of voters.
Dine says his two opponents' unappealing reputations have helped his campaign and may help his chances on Election Day.
Both candidates are so unpopular that it really has made a big difference in my race, even in their most recent poll where I'm at 9% of the vote.
Thomas Holbrook from Warrensburg is the Libertarian running for Congress in Missouri's 4th District. Holbrook agrees with Dine that many voters go to the Libertarian Party because they're dissatisfied with the two major parties.
The two-party system is so corrupt. It's sort of like professional wrestling in front of the cameras.
Back in Boone County, Libertarians say despite these small gains for the party, they're still realistic about their goals. Some don't expect a Libertarian to win a race for a statewide office this year. Boone County Libertarian Party member Bruce Summers says one of the biggest challenges to connect with different party members is different interpretations of the Constitution.
If you're honest with yourself and you read the Constitution for what it says, it's a consistent document. So that's the real challenge to get at the people is, you know, there's two sides to the coin.
Schultz says it's also a matter of how voters were brought up.
I think a lot of voters just go into the ballot and they either vote for one party because that's who their parents voted for, that's who they think they are. They don't do a lot of research between the different candidates to find out just what they stand for.
Still, the Boone County Libertarians will continue supporting and campaigning for their candidates. Aaron Dismeyer, KBIA News.
Now we'll hear from Terry Smith, a political scientist at Columbia College and a regular contributor to Talking Politics. When Terry was putting this commentary together, he told me he'd try to make campaign finance, law, and practice informative and interesting. Let's see how he did.
Why is so much money spent on campaign advertising? Why can't it be restricted? Why can't the U.S. have elections like Britain or Canada, where campaigns last about 5 weeks? Tonight, when you say to your TV, "If I see one more negative ad, I'll scream," and then you see two more before the words have left your mouth, think of the acronym FOGGY. F stands for First Amendment, as in the Constitution. The Supreme Court has ruled many times that campaign ads are speech, about which Congress shall make no law prohibiting the free exercise thereof. This means basically that your candidate can spend unlimited amounts of money to say good things about herself and to say nasty things about her opponent. O stands for outside groups, such as super PACs and nonprofits. They raise obscene amounts of money and are not supposed to coordinate their activities with the candidates or the parties they support. Right. And the lion and the lamb shall lie down together. G stands for giving, which actually can be restricted. Your contributions are not protected speech. Say you give a gazillion dollars to your favorite candidate. there might be the slight whiff of an expectation that he will be best friends forever. There is no limit, however, on how much you can give to a super PAC or a nonprofit, and if you give to a nonprofit, your name can be kept secret. G stands a second time for giving, this time groups giving to campaigns. Political committees, those that directly support candidates and their parties, can give as much as they raise, but disclosures and disclaimers are required. It's why you hear, for example, "I'm Jay Nixon and I approve this message." Super PACs and nonprofits can essentially without limit spend until the lion and the lamb shall lie down together, which will be in the seriously distant future. So, in five words, giving, limits, spending, no limits. Y stands for you, the target of all this media creativity and deep meaning. You, the voter, who has shown you respond well to negative advertising, so that's what you get. You, the voter, who has elected the most polarized Congress in a century, one so bad that bad law or no law is what you get. You, the voter, who keeps that TV on so ads can run when you could be getting some fresh air or helping a neighbor in need or reading to the kids. But you, we Americans, do have our priorities, and these priorities actually put campaign spending, as excessive as it appears, in perspective. This year, all the super PACs and nonprofits and parties and candidates will spend less than we Americans will spend on, wait for it, potato chips. So the acronym, FOGGY, First Amendment, outside groups, giving by individuals to groups, giving by groups to campaigns, you, the enabler. Stop encouraging them. Turn off your TV. Get some fresh air. Help your neighbor. Read to your kids. Oh, yes. And vote. This is Terry Smith.
On top of those recommendations from Terry Smith, a regular contributor to Talking Politics, I've got one more. It'll keep you sedentary for a little bit longer, but visit ProjectOpenVault.com. That's KBIA's partnership with KOMU, the Columbia Missourian, and Newsy, where you can find a regularly updated database with the latest information on exactly how much money each candidate and political action committee is spending to get their messages on the air, specifically here in mid-Missouri. And I know I said you'd be sedentary, but it might actually get your pulse up a bit, too. That's this week's Talking Politics. I'm Ryan Famuliner. Thanks for listening.